It's time to listen to the interviews from Island Life on Saturday the 21st of May 2016. Island Life is Waiheke Radio's weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues, and the show is brought to you with the support of the Humble Pie Village Butchery. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Oniroa. On Saturday the 21st of May, Brent Simpson talked to Whaia Huhana from Piritahi Marae about the upcoming unveiling of carvings on the Wharenui taking place on the 5th of June.
Tēnā koe to Whaia Huhana Davis, who is going to be talking to us this morning about some very exciting events which are going to be happening on our very own marae here on Waiheke, Piritahi Marae. And welcome, Whaia.
Morena, morena, Brent. Morena.
Tēnā koe. Kei te pehi a koe.
Kei te ora tonu. I'm all good.
All good, yeah. Me too, actually. Pretty a lovely, beautiful morning here on the island after a bit of a exciting night last night, eh?
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Considering.
Yeah, considering, eh? And so Whaia, tell us a little bit about what, I mean, there's been a story in the Gulf News this week about what's going to be happening at the marae on June 6th,
the final. 5th.
June 5th. And that's is that a Saturday?
Sunday.
June 5th at Marae. So exactly what is going to be happening down there?
Okay. Kia ora tātou, Waiheke. We have been working for over 20 years in carving and weaving, which means tukutuku panels that will tell the stories and tell the whakapapa, which is the genealogy of all the history of the island. So some of you may have been in other dressed houses. Well, I'm telling you, ours looks awesome. Mm-hmm. It's nothing like, if you've been to the marae before, it has completely changed. And as the backbone of our community is artists and healers, we are certainly going to make a mark in history as far as this island's concerned, yep. And certainly as far as artwork is concerned. Our wharenui, our sleeping house, is now a whare whakaero, a fully carved house. Its name is Kia Piritahi, which means together as one. That name was given to us by our late queen, Te Ataerangi Kahu. We took all the chief's names of our whole area of Hauraki and she put them to one side and she said, you will be the umbrella for all people of the four winds. And that means for the world, for the world. Our marae is a house for as a community house and it is for all of us. And I just want to relay a little bit of history in that respect. In 1760, a man called Patuoni, a chief from Ngāpui, was born. And as he grew, he became a very renowned peacemaker of our nation. He died at 107 years old in 1870. Through his peacekeeping for our nation, he was offered land over in Devonport, and that's where he's buried. He came to this island, he married a woman called Riria Takarangi of Ngāti Whanaunga, that's the Hauraki Tainui people. That initially settled the peace for our island in those times. So a man from Ngāpui, from up north, came here, lived here, and married and settled this island in peace. Another 100 years later, we had another Ngāpui man come and live amongst us, which many of us will still remember, and that was Korokato Kaufata of Ngaitirangi. And he became our spiritual leader for the next 50 years in every respect of schools, sports clubs, dirt track, you name it. He was there for all of us. And so another man of great peacekeeping, following as an immediate descendant of Patuoni for peacekeeping purposes. He left us with the knowledge of growing the kumara. The kumara is the sweet potato, and you may have seen it on the front page of the marketplace, the awesome crop that we have this year that all that come to celebrate will partake of. The guardian of the kumara is Rongo Mā Tāne, the guardian of peace. So all the way along from 1760 to now, we have this peacekeeping, and we call it the heading o ngā waka, the binding of all peoples in the name of peace. And so our house is dedicated to the creator of all things. We don't have a tickle tickle on the top of our house like most do. That's a chief of the tribe. Our house is dedicated in respect of all people of the of our globalized world into the to the spiritual essence of those of all that believe the creator of all life. So that's a little bit of history that will be carved into our house and what we are celebrating on the day. So on the 5th, Brent's got a program here that we might go over. We have a dawn service at 6 a.m. That will be led by Komatua of Hauraki in Karakia Māori, prayers Māori. We will gather on the other side of the bridge outside the haora, and we will walk slowly up into the house, through and around the house. Then we'll have some very special waiata hymns that are dedicated to the house from all that has happened, the weaving and the carving. We will have acknowledgements. Our king, King Tuheitia and the Kahuariki of Tainui Waka are expected. He's a little bit unwell, but there is definitely a bus of the Kahuariki coming through. We have many tohunga that carry the karakias from Ngāpui, from Te Arawa, from Paihauraki and around coming in. So it's a very, very exciting time for us all as Waihikians to celebrate. And this revealing in visual form of awesome artwork will then become the syllabus for all education from a cultural perspective of this island. And I think that's kind of our story.
Yeah, that's it's definitely going to be a special day, and there seems to be a brewing sense of excitement already around this event. Now, how many people do you think we might actually get down in the little space?
Well, with things Māori, it's never invitation, so that's a question that's always there. But the mana of a marae is in the manaakitanga. That means in how well do we, as an island, not just a marae, look after our people, feed our people, give our people, if they need a bed, and look after them. That's the mana of our island. So when they go home to all their different iwi, to their tribes, and they say and speak of Waiheke Island and their experience of coming here to honour our ancestors, our chiefs, our wharenui, our turanga waiwai, our cultural standing place for Waiheke Island, that they go back and speak of a fantastic experience where they were looked after extremely well.
Yes, definitely. Well, speaking of this, of the manaaki, I mean, there must be still a lot of things that people could do. Do you need people at this point to step up with certain? What could people do if they wanted to get involved at this point? I mean, do you need housing for people?
Right now, we have a working bee on the marae.
Yep.
You're welcome to come down. The house is nearly finished. As I said, it's completely changed. Yeah. It's very exciting. Our wharekai has been painted all inside. Yeah. Our toilet blocks, the wharepakus, are being painted. So we're having a whole do-up down there, people. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Our grounds are all happening at the moment, so we've got a lot of people down there. We have one more weekend. Next weekend is 28th, and at 9 o'clock that morning, anyone that wants to help, we've got tents, portaloos all going up in the last week, tables and chairs to move in, decorating, the whole work's going on. There will be a job for everybody, and it's all about reciprocation and kind for the betterment of the collective. That's what Kia Piritahi is about. If how we can nurture you and how you can reciprocate in kind for the betterment of us all. So I have the students of schools, Ngā Purupuru, we have Akoranga, that's the primary school at Tuhurihi, Waiheke Primary School, Piringako, the bilingual unit. They're all going to be helping, looking at two tents alone of up to 300 people that will have breakfast after the early morning service at 8:30. And then we'll have a clean-up. And then at 10 o'clock, 10 to 10:30, we have an official pōwhiri for all the wider dignitaries, which will include the Mayor of Auckland, Te Puna Kōkiri, all those agencies that have supported our marae in these many, up to 40 years that we have been growing our marae as a community marae to support all things for our community.
Right, okay. So this is, remember, put that date in your calendar, Sunday, 5th of June, 2016. When we were talking about this the other day at Waiheke High School, I think it was Pita Mahaki was talking about how the kind of particular kinds of I might have the wrong word, sort of kaupapa or tikanga that we, that people could witness on that day are quite rare, and it would be almost and he sort of mentioned, you know, this is an occasion not to be missed. You won't witness, some people may never witness this again in their entire life. And he talked about the special karakia that were going to be performed on that day, and he sort of, is that something that you're particularly, I mean,
I am,
does
particularly
that make,
involved have, in that as
have
a,
you seen anything like this before in your, in your lifetime?
I'm a wahine born of Tainui Waka of Uikaharua Puha, that's my ahapu, and I was born down in Maniapoto Tikuiti. My people are Waitomo Tikuiti, but also Paihauraki, people of Ngāti Whanaunga, Ngāti Karawa, Ngāti Hei. I've lived on this island 30 years, and we as a family are of the karakia of the spiritual pathway of Tainui Waka, which is Pai Māori. Pai Māori means good and peaceful. It's 7 in the morning and 7 at night every day on Turanga Waiwai Marae in Ngarawahia. You will hear the Pai Māori karakia. So those that carry and lead those karakia will be here on the day, and that will be one of the main karakias in the opening of our house to honour all, and the rangatiratanga, the chieftainship that is that our house is dressed with for all of us. So it's Māori and Pākehā history, and it will be a very, very auspicious occasion. It will be the ultimate cultural experience, as I could say. I've done a few myself.
Yeah.
But it is very, very special, and something well worth experiencing for your own personal experience, but also to be able to speak of that experience firsthand, and particularly for our children, to carry the stories of our house into the future. That's very, very important. That's succession, succession for us all. So after the opening and the 10 o'clock pōwhiri, where all the wider dignitaries will be acknowledged, there will be a kaihākiri, that's the hāngi, at 12:30 to 1 o'clock. And then from 3 o'clock on, there'll be a time where there'll be sharing of the understanding of what all these carvings mean to us as Waihekeans that live on this island in relationship to some of the history that I've shared with you.
That's an all-day event for people. I mean, that sounds fascinating too. I'm, you know, very interested myself in being there at 3 o'clock to hear the stories of these carvings, and I just can't wait to actually see. I've seen, you know, over the years living on the island, I've glimpsed through the doors in there, and, you know, seen carvings going on, you know, in their raw state. And it's, and I've lived here for 13 years, so I've, you know, been, when are these things going to go up? Are we going to see these things up? So
it's happening.
Yeah, it's happening for you.
And we're there. Ko tēnei te wā. Now is the time, and it's been a chosen time because it is the beginning of Matariki.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of community groups that will participate in what we call the ngaho, the entertainment.
Yep.
And they are not just the schools, but also we've got the choirs, Sister Shout, ukulele, etc. So we've got a whole lineup of entertainment after the kaihakari, the hangi. We also have students that are working on their Duke of Edinburgh course that they're going to come in and help clear tables, etc. So, no mai haramai, wai hikins. Our time to celebrate a lot of hard work, to look past, present and future, which is what Matariki is all about, to share in an incredibly auspicious occasion, to be there firsthand, to tell the stories for our friends and our future generations. A very, very special time for us all is very near.
Yeah. Fire, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us about the event. And I'll probably just give people a reminder of how the sequence of events is going to go on there a little bit later. But hope to see as many people as we can down at the Piritahi Marae on Sunday the 5th of June, starting at 6 a.m. Something not to be missed. I know you've got to go and do some duty for Mr. Leonard in a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. What an honour.
Yeah, that is. It's a, you know, an exciting day for you already.
It's a normal day for me.
Yeah, that's true. It seems like it. Thank you again for coming in, and people will see you down there on Sunday.
Nga mihi, thank you for allowing us to share.
No problem.
So, tēnā koutou katoa.
You've been listening to the interviews from Island Life, our weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues, every Saturday morning from 10 till 12, with interviews repeated on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. Island Life is brought to you by The Village Butchery, the place to go for great cuts of meat and friendly service. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Onirua.